You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. It was a good day. Thank you guys for listening, as always. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Steve, you have some words of wisdom for us to take us out of here?
Well, you know, Junior asked me something at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. Junior asked me, he said, how do you keep your walk with God vibrant? Well, I think because I'm human, I think life has caused me to keep it intact. And the older I've gotten, the more intact it is. The word vibrant, sometimes I'm not the person I need to be in my relationship with God. So I guess it's not as vibrant in those moments. Sometimes I'm not as connected to God as I need to be for whatever the reason. I'm allowing the world to occupy my mind, or sometimes I think about my problems more than I think about God, when clearly I know that I have no problems bigger than my God, and I know this. But sometimes as a human, I sit there and I allow the problems to evade into my mental space and allow me sometimes to become a little bit saddened or worrisome or doubtful or feel pressure when I know I don't have to. What keeps my relationship vibrant is just life, man. It's just life just keeps on coming at me. And I don't have time to not have God close to me because it's just too much. And I don't know. And that's for everybody. I don't care who you are. It's all relative. You don't have to have my life to think it can be a bit much sometimes. Your life right where it is can be a bit much. Trust and believe, you ain't got to be me to have a life that's a bit much. All of us at one point in time feels that our life is a bit much. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen again.
I don't know anybody who don't from time to time think that life is a bit much. But the one thing that the constant that I always know is that when it becomes a bit much, it don't have to stay that way. Because I can actually turn it over to God. I can actually take it to God, let him have it, and give him permission to handle it. But you have a choice in the matter now. That's the thing. And you got to make the decision to use that option. You know, old people say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. If you're going to worry about it, then don't pray about it. But as a human being, you get caught in that middle sometimes where you're worrying about it for a longer period than you need to. But it's been something that's been pressing on me the last couple of days. Finally, last night, me and my wife was praying about it. And all of a sudden today, I feel a whole lot better about it because I gave it to God. Because you ever had something happen and you just ain't got no answer? Have you ever had something happen to you and it left you in a state of going like, man, what am I going to do? Have you ever, hello. Don't sit out there and act like, this just Steve. I'm talking to everybody right now. You remember just recently where you was questioning everything? You remember not having an answer to nothing? When you get that way, remember God is available 24/7, and God has an answer. He has a response. God, it ain't confusing to God. God don't need clarity. God got an answer for everything. God got a fix for it. You just got to be smart enough to trust in him and go to him. But then ain't that the problem, though? Ain't that the problem? Too many times we allow our problems to be bigger than our God. When you have no problem bigger than God, you just don't. And once you come to that understanding, you realize that you have a very present help. A very present help. So to say, how do I keep my relationship vibrant? What I just try to do, Junior, to be honest with you, is to keep it consistent. I try to pray every day. I try to confide in him all the time. Man, I have learned as I've gotten over, I go to God with everything. What to do next? One of my biggest prayers is, Lord, order my steps. Just take me in the direction you want me to go and then help me make the right decision. Just last night, me and my wife was praying that God removes the people from our life and our path that we don't need in our way, because they ain't nothing but a hindrance. We just had that prayer last night to remove people from our life who could be a hindrance and get in the way of what God got for us. That's really the best way I keep my faith life vibrant. Prayer, man. Prayer works, y'all. Prayer works. Don't you let nobody tell you it don't. Don't you let nobody tell you God ain't listening. God hear everything. But are you talking to him, though? Are you really earnestly talking to him? Y'all, prayer works. It does. Prayer really works. Go sit down and talk to some people that knew the Lord for a while. Prayer works, man. Better get you some. Don't forget to pray, y'all. All right? Don't forget. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people, too. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. He would love to hear from you. And he got an answer for you, too. Holler.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.